And Peter is speaking in the house of Cornelius because he was brought there through divine intervention. And Peter opened his mouth and said of the truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation he hath that fear. He's got those that fear him and work righteousness, and they are accepted with him. The word which God sent him, the church is we're preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. See? Notice I've got peace in there, Lord of all. See how the word always tracks, Brother Sidney. You just can't change it. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea, began from Galilee after baptism, which John preached. How the God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost with power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both the land. And give me an example of something after the trip. But we're going to leave this for after this dinner off. We're just going to have the baptism service to go through the scripture. So here it is as we pray. So here it is that God anointed Jesus and all pressed the devil. And we're witnesses of all these things which he did in the land of the Jews and Judah, who in his human hand on the tree, and God raised up the third and the fourth. Not to all of you, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and testify that is he which was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and dead, and to give all the and to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth on him should receive the remission of sin. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. They of the circumcision which believed were astonished, and many as came with Peter because of the Gentiles also for the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard the speak with tongues and magnified God, and answered Peter, can any man drink good water? That these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost, such as we. Alright, now the thought I'm looking at here is, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost, even as we? So the baptism is very much in order. Very much of God. It's an ordinance that must be obeyed. And in Matthew 19:13-14, then were brought unto him little children that he should pray, put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them, and Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. What I'm trying to bring to your attention is this, that the children sometimes seek baptism, and we have no way of knowing in their hearts, the same as we have no way of knowing in adults' hearts. We have people who come to this church as adults, and they pray early. They're baptized. The baptism really meant nothing, evidently. But it's a command to God. And especially, is it the command to suffer little children, forbid them not. And so, in baptizing Judah, we have no qualms or any fears whatsoever. She has expressed what she desires. And let us face it, you cannot go on with God until you are baptized in water. There's no way. It's not meant to be out of order. Now, the Corinthian church was. And I'm not saying that some people accidentally could be out of order. Because, let's face it, many people don't have opportunity to get to the proper sources like these Corinthian people did. See? So while they're being preached, and God knowing Peter's heart, and Peter not being fully aware of the full truth of the Gentiles, but knowing he was to take a part in something, he stood right there to see what God was doing. And as he preached on the salvation through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, strangely these people were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Evidence were manifested in signs and wonders, which at that time the false mind had not come yet at this particular time. So we saw genuine manifestation. And then he said, how are we going to withhold water? Now that makes you to know how important water baptism is. It's an absolute must. And suffer a little children to come unto me and don't forbid me. Now, we know that Brother Dave and Sister Ruth do not know what the future holds. This church doesn't. Only God knows. But we honor the word of the Lord, the child's faith, and we believe that God which hath begun a good work and repentance is granted of God. God that hath begun a good work will continue till the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's already here. So we have high hopes great faith, and I use the word hope, earnest expectation in scriptural context, not a hope so, I wish it so, my goodness, it might not be. We put our faith with her faith that there's a reality here, that the Holy Spirit will take control of her life, finding word upon word, and the life released, growing up into Christ, under the child training of God, as far as time permits, because we believe time is running. So may the Lord bless her when she comes back this afternoon to be baptized, and we'll announce it in the building. So let us rise and be on our way. Heavenly Father, go with us now. Thank you for the time you give us. Especially, Lord, we believe that something is in our hearts from this moment that wasn't there before, because the clarity of the word is here, Lord, and we see it as the prophet told us. We believe it, we thank you for it, and we praise your name. Now under the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be all power, honor, and glory to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of Jesus, we